The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Amanda, how about that snazzy interview, that intro by George? Was that something else or what?
That was really snazzy. You know, it was interesting. It brought up a lot of talking points, especially, you know, what really drew upon my attention was the idea that the youth are very ignorant when it comes to social media. You know, the idea of signing away your rights when you put, you know, photos up online and things like that. Interesting. We should talk more about that in some of our future shows.
Right on. Look forward to it. So let's see. We have a fabulous guest joining us today, Jerry Doyle, who's the president and founder of Prospect IV or TV. I can't quite figure out how to deal with that ITV at the end of Prospect. Can you give me a clue on that?
I think it's Prospective.
Without the E on the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Prospective. All right.
Yeah.
It's spelled two ways in the email summary. But I see what you're doing. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Prospective. Okay. So, I've embarrassed myself in front of you and not Jerry, so that's good. And but we'll take a break in a second. We're going to talk a little bit about advice on marketing leads, high quality, how to generate high-quality marketing leads, new revenue opportunities, tips on online brand building. And Jerry's the CEO of an interesting company that focuses on primarily connecting consumers, women between the ages of 25 and 54, which is a pretty wide gap, to well-known brands. So let's have a listen. Any thoughts that you have about the conversation today?
Well, you know,
any tips you want to pick up on?
Clearly his company hits close to home, so I'm interested to see how his company stacks up against what we do. I think it'll be an interesting learning opportunity.
Now, of course, you're on the lower end of that the specialty niche there, women ages 25 to 50. In fact, you're way on the way low end of that.
Way low. Let's keep emphasizing the way. Thank you, Byron.
So we'll have you be representative of that low part of that segment and see if what Jerry talks about it jives. So back in a minute, everyone. Look forward to our guest joining us in just a few minutes.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Friend Finder, the world's largest online dating network, featuring over 100 million profiles at hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com, represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now at FriendFinder.com.
Your company's website sucks.
You know it. Everybody knows it.
So get a to-do list to fix it.
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7.
Analyzing the actions of every potential customer.
It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it.
So that more of your visitors do
what you need them to do.
On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month.
See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
The Shoe Money Show. Ring on the bling.
Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific,
or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel
on webmasterradio.fm.
Trying to crank in the cash.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the show. Jerry, thanks for joining us. You're calling from Massachusetts as well, so welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Byron and Amanda, and thanks so much for having me today.
So it is, you're the CEO and founder of Perspective. Did I pronounce that right with the dropped E on the
right
end?
That
is that
time,
correct?
Yeah. Perspective. Every time I spell it for somebody, I always have to tell them no E on the end of Perspective. But yeah, Perspective. We're up here in just outside of Boston, and we've been going at it for 10 years, helping brands build relationships with consumers, and you know, it's a good time to be doing that right now because, as you know, more and more of these brands are really careful how they're spending their marketing dollars.
Indeed. Tell us a little bit about the landscape and how it's changed from your perspective. Are you diving into social media and listening to the conversations that are happening out there and learning much from that and changing your business?
You know, I mean, we do work with social media sites, and we run some advertisements there and help them engage some of their users. But, you know, for the most part, our business is very simple. It's performance marketing where we help our clients build relationships with their consumers. Women 25 to 55 is our focus. You know, help them start to build a relationship by getting them to sign up for their e-newsletter or go to their website and engage with them on their website, get to know that consumer. So, we do a little bit with social media, but for the most part, it's about starting that relationship with the consumer, building an email list for them, and beginning that handshake.
Mm-hmm. What has changed, do you think, even in the last few years with your business, even how you approach clients, how you sell your story and tell your story, and or on the consumer connection side of the coin? Like, what's sort of hot and what's new, particularly in that age group?
Sure. Well, I mean, quite a bit has changed, you know, certainly even in just the last year. I mean, first and foremost, performance marketing is really on fire right now. You know, on the internet, brands want to pay for something. They want to pay for an action, a purchase, a registration. So that is something that is very, very hot. And, you know, metrics, the back-end tracking of metrics so that people figure out what the ROI is for their marketing spend. You know, when I first started a company 10 years ago, there wasn't as much conversation around that. There wasn't as much tracking. Now, you know, brands we work with are always backing out what it cost them to acquire a customer, how much that customer spent with them, and did they get a good ROI? And if they don't, then they don't work with, you know, they don't buy that media. So I think that's very, very hot. Getting to know your customer, getting to know your consumer is very hot. You know, building a relationship with that consumer. That's why, and in with email, that's what's working best. Building your own email file, getting more information from consumers over time, and then getting, you know, real good targeted communication out to them is a very effective way at driving sales, driving engagement, driving transactions for brands. So that's incredibly hot.
And being a performance-based marketing company, are you doing deals with clients that are performance-based, or are people buying your services more traditionally? You know, how's that model working out? Because I know that part of the business has changed quite a bit. When you declare yourself a performance marketing company, people think, great,
yeah,
you work
for
free unless you make money for the client. Can you explain that to some of our listeners?
Sure. Sure. You know, performance marketing means you get paid when there's an action, when there's something that happens. Whether it, in our case, it's where somebody goes to a website and makes a purchase, somebody does a registration to sign up for their e-newsletter. Could be on a click, although that's not as much on a click. Could be on a printable coupon, which then gets redeemed in a store. There's got to be an action that takes place. So if we run banner ads across the web, and if nobody clicks on that banner ad, if nobody downloads the coupon, if nobody purchases, if nobody registers, we don't get paid. And so you tie that form of payment to a transaction, which is why it comes under the umbrella of performance marketing.
Mm-hmm. And do you have winners and losers in your portfolio?
Well, I mean, I think you got campaigns that work better than others. Yeah, absolutely. There's all. I wish that every campaign had incredible, click-throughs and incredible registration rates and purchases. But so certainly, some campaigns work better than others. But it starts with targeting the right consumer. You know, targeting, speaking to consumers the right way. In our case, we focus on the female audience. You know, and females are, you know, that's a broad range, 25 to 55. So if our consumer is targeting a female 45 years old, we're going to use different creative than if they're targeting a female that's 25 years old. We're going to talk to them differently. If we're looking for females that are active and out, outside and jogging and sports, then we're going to talk to them with different creative and different copy than we would with potentially less active females. And so it's all how you're talking to the consumer that's going to drive better results.
Now, are you only working with some of the big companies, or are you working with any of the mom-and-pop shops these days to help them?
Our range of clients, we mostly focus on the bigger companies, Amanda. I mean, we work with the big CPG brands, the big retailers, the big pharmaceutical brands. We work with some kind of medium-sized companies as well, more regional, but we don't do too much work with the mom-and-pops.
Do you see that there's a need for some of these mom-and-pop shops to help establish themselves, you know, to seek out people like you to help establish an online marketing, you know, strategy and get them involved in social media?
Well, certainly more and more mom-and-pops are getting involved with online marketing. You know, there's great companies out there that give the mom-and-pops great tools to be able to interact online, whether it be buying keywords at Google or building an email list and sending out your emails with eye contact or constant contact. The mom-and-pops are active online, and there's been some great tools that have been built to help those mom-and-pops. Because whether you're a mom-and-pop or if you're Procter & Gamble, it doesn't really matter. You know, consumers are online. They're online every day. They're spending more and more time online, and you need to reach them online, whether it's to drive them into a big grocery store, into a Best Buy big box store, or into the local dry cleaner. It's a medium that you need to learn how to use, and then use it effectively. And if you use it effectively, it'll be probably your greatest marketing tool, because that's what the internet is. It's the greatest direct marketing tool ever invented by mankind.
Tell me a little bit about how you define user acquisition cost in the performance model, and whether you kind of, if that's, you know, negotiated and determined to determine what the value of a lead might be or a conversion.
Sure. Well, what happens is basically, you know, every consumer marketer should know about what their lifetime value of a consumer is. What do I make on my consumers? You know, if you're trying to sell a mortgage lead, you know that you're going to make, you know, $10,000 on that transaction. If you're selling, a toothpaste, you know what you can spend to acquire customers and everything in between. And so what we've talked to our clients is we start by basically they tell us about how much they're able to spend to acquire a consumer, drive them to the website to make a purchase, drive them to the website to register for a newsletter, print a coupon and walk into the store. And then we buy media and we try to basically arbitrage the cost of the media that we spend to drive that transaction. And if we do a good job, we're going to drive the transaction prices down, and if we do a poor job, then the transaction costs are higher, and we lock in ahead of time what we know our client is able to spend. So they really, the risk is taken out of it for them, and the risk falls on us to either drive it at a cheaper rate and then we'd make more profit, or on a higher rate and then we lose money.
And so let's talk about the making money part of it. If you really hit a silver bullet, and by the way, what is involved with hitting the silver bullet? I assume it's things like, wow, you really know how to get under the skin of the target audience. You really motivated them. It was an enticing offer and campaign. You know, wow, amazing conversion rate. You know, the beauty is there's an upside for you, right? I mean, you could the campaigns you put together can really perform, and you can make a lot of money. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with working closely with the client and understanding what the client wants us to deliver and you know, the type of consumer that we're targeting. So, you know, first and foremost, you set up the campaign saying, I want to deliver a 35 to 45-year-old female that has allergies to your web property. And so then you start to map out what that customer looks like, what that customer responds to, what kind of creative, and then you start putting a media plan together as far as where I would buy the media in order to find that consumer. You go out and you buy the media where you think that those consumers are. You drive them back to either a landing page that we've built or a landing page on our clients' sites. And then those landing pages have to be constructed in a way where there's creative and copy to engage that woman, because you know women don't have a lot of time. They don't want to waste time. There's a lot of focus involved. They want to get to where they're going, get the information, and have the transaction. So we need to build landing pages and build copy and creative around those landing pages that helps cut through the clutter for the females that have the allergies that our client may be looking for in that particular case. And if you do that well, your conversion rates will be good, and that's where, you know, as you said, this the silver bullet. Now, you know, it's hard to find silver bullets. A lot of work involved with these campaigns, but that's why our clients like us, because you know we do the heavy lifting for them and help them find the right customers, drive the right customers to the pages, build the pages so that the women interact in a very effective way, and the net result is they attract a lot of consumers that they get at a price that they're willing to pay and can pay in order to make money selling their products.
And what do you think the right formula is for these types of web-based performance models? Do you think sort of a, you know, as it's been commonly referred to, as a super focused one page wonder microsite is the way to go, where it's, you know, there's no distractions, or do you think within a branded site, an extension within, so people can see the brand and visit other parts of the site? What are you seeing that's really working with campaign landing pages?
Well, it really depends on what your objectives are, you know. But I think if your objective is, if our client comes to us and says, "My objective is to build an in-house email file of consumers who raise their hand and opt in to my email newsletter and want to hear from my brand," then I think the best route is to build, you know, a one or two, maybe three page landing page where, you know, you're funneling them to do what you want them to do, which is to register to receive further communication from the brand that they have asked for the information from. And I think where brands get lost, where clients get lost, is where there's a lot of links and it's not very focused, and the major objective isn't to register. So the consumer may go there, read about the product, read the information, but not do what that brand wants, which is to get them to register. And so I think if your objective is to get them to register, that's got to be the main focus of the landing page. Now, you can't just put a registration box on there, because, you know, you need to get the consumer engaged. So the question for us is, how do you engage the consumer while at the same time don't let them get lost in with too much information, because you want to push them down that idea that if they want to receive more information, it's easy for them to find the registration box and get in to register within 15 or 20 seconds.
Are you constantly testing pages? Is that part of the formula in your mind, A-B testing, split testing, multivariate testing?
Absolutely. We do A-B testing all the time, where we'll split traffic and land them on two different landing pages and see what, you know, changing copy, background. You know, you only have, and the Internet's one-dimensional, you only have, you know, 5 or 10 seconds to get the person's attention. So you've got, you know, and things like color, text size, what you're writing, pictures, that is what's going to get somebody engaged enough to pick that mouse up and move it and click over a box or click on a poll or something like that. So we're always testing that kind of stuff and always making improvements.
Any tips for companies that want to put the power of performance marketing to work for their business, besides calling you, of course, Jerry?
I think the biggest thing we always say to our clients is have an end game in mind. You know, if you're as you set out to do your performance marketing campaign, what are you trying to get them to do? And I think you got to start with that end in mind. And I think from there, whatever that end in mind is, you then start building the campaign, you know, brick by brick, with a strategy, with, you know, some creative, the copy that then drives the consumer to engage with you. I think the biggest problem that I see out there with brands is they don't get the consumer to engage with them. So there's no relationship building. And I think, you know, one of the most effective ways to market online is to get to know the consumer and get them to engage with you, get them to give you some information in order for them to get something in return. And I think if you give and get, if you get that give and get going online, you can really start to develop a nice relationship with your customer.
Wow. Well, I'm ready to tackle the performance marketing challenge thanks to these tips. I mean, you have to admit it is exciting though when you can quantify a spend with an exact ROI, know what the gain was, know what you're going to profit. I mean, that's the way to run a business, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're seeing many more of our clients now where that's a big difference too between now and 10 years ago. Byron, is it customers are tracking everything that they do. They're tracking it on the back end. They know where their best customers are coming from. They know how much their best customers are spending. They know where they're getting them from, how they're getting them, why that customer engaged with them. And they're spending their money in the places where they're getting the best customers. And that's the other part of this whole thing is you got to go out and seek find the right customers. And so it's targeted, and it's much more of a pinpoint kind of approach than it is kind of a broad, banner ad out on the biggest sites, and hopefully people will click them. That doesn't work anymore.
Jerry, do you ever encounter any companies or products that just don't lend themselves to engagement?
I think there's definitely, we talk to clients who are trying to build brand, and I think that doesn't lead to kind of the things we're doing from a performance basis. But I think no matter if you're selling online or offline, if you can track the back end on who's purchasing your products, performance marketing will work, and it's all about engaging your consumer. Whether it's even on the offline media, the new TV, the TV ads that are built now. I mean, you got to engage consumers watching the ads. They're going to click the TiVo button. So marketers have to be much smarter today when they're putting their campaigns together, no matter where they're running them.
And so we're excited. Is there what I would call a toe dipper type of a budget that you feel you need to work with to launch a performance marketing campaign and test it and an end goal in mind? I mean, what do you think the minimum dollar amount you need to spend to buy the media, to create the campaigns, to test it all out? What's your thought on that?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on how big your business is. I think if you're a small business and you've got the right tools, you don't have to spend a lot of money to do this, right? Because you're going to reach people in a pretty small geographic area. And I think with sites like Google and, like I said, some tools that are offered by a number of different companies out there, you can probably do this for several thousand dollars. I think for the bigger brands that are trying to build big lists and reach a lot of people to move the needle, I think you got to make some significant six-figure commitments to be able to try to really track the back end and see that it does really make a difference in your business.
Well, we've really enjoyed having you on the show today. Thanks very much for the tips and advice and performance marketing. Rah, rah, keep the train rolling.
Well, I appreciate it. I enjoy the show, and I appreciate you guys having me on board.
Great, Jerry. If people want to get a hold of you, but besides the fact that we now know it's Perspective without the E on the end and they can look you up, how can they personally get a hold of you and send you that RFP for $1.5 billion for you to put together?
The easiest way is just jdoyle, at Perspective, PROSPECTIV.com. I'm on email too often, right, with BlackBerry and the iPhone and what have you. But, send me an email, and we'll see if we can help you out.
Jerry, did you never know a John Doyle who was a creative director in the Boston area here? Any relation?
Well, I got a brother, John Doyle, but I would say if he's a creative director somewhere, that company's got some big problems.
Well, hopefully your brother's not listening to the show, but
I
doubt designer.
I don't know John. Where's John Doyle that's the creative director?
He was a creative director, exactly. He was Michael Bennis of Bennis Communications. You probably know in the Boston area here.
Sure.
Who I used to work for, and Foster Design. All of those guys. I was repping many years ago, like 20 years ago. I was very in tune with the whole graphics marketing business in the Boston area here. But there was a guy named John Doyle. Bennis Doyle was a shop that was around for a while. John designed the. A bunch of the ads for Timberland that won Hatch Awards numerous years. No recollection of him, huh?
No.
You might be younger than me. You might be a young guy, Jerry. I think you're a young guy. But anyway, thanks again for being on the show today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right on. Until next week, everybody. Hope your life is a little smarter.
Better.
Faster.
And put things in perspective.
Performance perspective. Jerry put things in perspective for us today with regards to performance. Great show, everyone. Thanks for listening in. Until next week, goodbye. Thanks for tuning in.